Hello, Toronto. I'm Stevie San from the Heartistic Podcast. Before you start the show, I'd like to give you a little disclaimer of my own. The conversations in this podcast are hard-driven and passionate. Some opinions, language, and suggestions may not be tolerated by some listeners. Thanks for listening, and viewer's discretion is advised.
At heart's wake, in the mind's eye, we invent the escape to our fantasies. Visions, dreams, and desires, we create our realities, burning through your soul, your heartbeat, and passion. Heartistic.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Heartistic Podcast. I'm Stevie Sound, and welcome to my little half hour of inspiration. I really love talking to all these artists from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It allows me and the other listeners to truly see the hardworking talent and devotion that Toronto creatives possess. I hope that everyone listening has been following our previous guests. Wax Limbs have been dropping and creating new content on the regular. They do have a couple of new songs out and some fun interactive videos to show their progression on their newest debut, Briar. Links for the Wax Limbs are located under the very first episode description on our website. Jesse Maxwell has recently dropped a new single named Undone, and that is currently streaming on all his social media platforms. Again, links are located under his episode description on our website. Bill Bell is being the great human he has always been and always will be. And finally, links and descriptions have been posted under Romaine Baker's episode for Black Urbanism Toronto. Today, I'm going to be interviewing an artist that I believe is the perfect role model for the ideal creative perspective. Her work ethic is absolutely huge. There is not a moment that Fox is not creating, networking, or advocating, and that is truly inspirational. Originally from her neighboring megacity, Montreal, Fox arrived in Toronto with a goal that is elevating higher and higher and keeping the future of Canadian music relevant. Canadian talent strong, yo. We need to start recognizing. Fox has recently dropped her debut single entitled Black Dove. Firstly, let's talk about the title of this song, Black Dove. Finally, someone brings a concept like that back. The light and the dark together. Kudos to Fox for using such a positive symbol as a representation of her own hard-fought battles, armored will, and undying independence. That makes her the full, fierce woman that she truly is. Fox brings us an overwhelming display of nostalgic feeling within her music. You hear a distinct vibe of 90s rock mixed in with our new age sound that vibrates out with a fierce intent. Grungy rock was an emotion for most listeners back in the 90s. I know it helped me make a lot of decisions in my life. And despite it being a rare genre nowadays, the grungy context that Fox follows within her music is a warm, healing, and progressive sensation that I felt growing up. At this point, I would like everyone to please welcome our lovely guest today, Fox.
Hey, Stevie. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for being here, Fox. How did music become such a big part of your life?
That's a great question. It really all started at the beginning. Honestly, there are not many parts of my life that I remember without being heavily influenced by music. Some of my earliest memories involved like being in my family car, in the back seat, just jamming along to whatever my parents were playing on the radio. And I mean, I was lucky and my parents had a really good taste in music. So my dad was into the greats like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Hendrix and Led Zeppelin, AC/DC. And then, like, my mom brought in, like, Joni Mitchell and No Doubt and, you know, just, like, Stevie Nicks, amazing female artists. So I had, like, really great coverage of different musical genres from all through the ages from a really young age. And I just vibed. I don't know. As soon as I heard the song, they would take me to another place. I'm like, really a dreamer. That's just who I am. I'm a Pisces. It's part of my persona.
So,
be like soloing in the backseat, like playing electric guitar, imagining myself on stage. And then as soon as I was able to, I asked my parents for a guitar.
Yeah.
And on my 10th birthday, I got it and the rest was history.
Amazing. That's inspiring. So coming from Montreal, yes, you're from Montreal. You're from Quebec. What was the biggest change that you had to do personally in order to adapt in Toronto, or is the living creative lifestyle of Montreal kind of the same as Toronto?
Honestly, I moved to Toronto because I I thought the music industry was a little more established here and I would have an easier time finding connections, which has proved to be true for me so far.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to say anything negative about the Montreal music scene or anything. I personally just felt like the Toronto scene was easier to navigate. Okay. And the city is easier to navigate in general, which made it more like friendly for me and easier to find venues and like open mic nights and stuff. And I just started like networking wherever I could, going to concerts, you know, meeting people who are in the same circles who are doing the same things. For some reason, I just had an easier time doing that here than I did in Montreal. I do love Montreal though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Toronto's great. And I guess I have a different perspective of it because I'm from Toronto, like I'm born and raised here. So to me, it's like, why has the egg not broke yet, you know? But it's just like, you know, I've had chances to go to Montreal and it was a language barrier that stopped me, but it's good to know that they're kind of the same markets for people that might, you know, have an opportunity to work in both. That's really good.
I have artist friends in Montreal and in Toronto and they're both fine. They're doing well and they have found success in both cities. So it is possible.
Amazing. Yay. So I gave a little description of your musical style. I described it as like a modernized pop grunge rock sound.
I often say rock with a pop sensibility.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds even better. So actually this question is like, who are some of your biggest musical influences, which you did tell me back in the day, but I guess we can ask now, who are some of your biggest musical influences? What drives the Fox sound?
What drives the Fox sound? That's a loaded question. Many things. So whatever like music hit me the most emotionally growing up is what I always envisioned myself playing and writing. So 90s grunge rock was definitely like my niche. Nirvana inspires me still every day. In fact, when we play our playlist game later, I'm sure we'll fall on a Nirvana song.
I really freaking hope so.
I love the writing. I love the melodies. And then I just also in my later years, began falling in love with pop a lot more and artists like Lady Gaga and Banks, just like using really cool sounds. And I wanted to incorporate that into both worlds. Like as I started getting more into pop, I really like the production value of pop, you know, how they have backup dancers and outfit changes and they've got sets and stuff. Uh-huh. But then I'd go see a rock show and they'd just be like playing, like dudes on a stage playing in front of their amps and rocking out. And I was like, why can't I have both here? Like, yeah. I want to be able to go to a rock show and have like five outfit changes and backup dancers come out and dance to the guitar riffs. You know, why are they only dancing to pop music? Yeah. I set out to do that myself.
Absolutely.
I didn't see it anywhere.
Well, that, you know, that's, I do feel that's why like the 70s and the 80s has been such like a big long lasting influence. Cause that's exactly what they did. It was a production. It was like a show. It was entertainment. It's awesome to see guys out there be wicked at their instruments. But like, you know, when you have these big white wings, that's, you're looking at these things and you're like, yeah, oh my goodness, that's amazing. So
yes, like let's bring some drag elements into rock shows. Like, why not, right?
Yeah, like, you know, we'll talk a little bit more on your music video for Black Dove, but you were in a band, actually a co-creator of this band, and the band was named Kink.
Yeah.
A pop-punk band that disbanded in 2017. Can you speak a little bit about Kink and some of the lessons or techniques that you learned in the band that has ultimately benefited you in your new endeavors?
Wow, you have some great questions, I gotta say.
Thank you.
Kink was a really good learning experience for me. It was like my first experience being in a professional band. So my first time recording in professional recording studios with a producer, you know, what's that like? What is that dynamic like? Mm-hmm. It was my first time experiencing going through my songs with the producer, kind of nitpicking, you know, the different parts and taking apart the writing, seeing what we could do better. I learned so much about all the steps of the process, to be honest. I learned about playing live and how wrong things can go and always go. I learned to be on my toes 24/7. Yeah, it was a great experience. I definitely have no regrets. I'm really happy that I was a part of that band. I don't think I would be the artist I am today without Kink, for sure.
Amazing. And that's what matters. That's the inspiration flowing. So what are three must-haves when you get creative? Like, do you have a certain creative process that you go through? Do you have to have like coffee near you or like, you know, your favorite song?
Good lighting is always a plus for me. I'd like to have mood lighting. So like, I'm a big fan of salt lamps or like any colored lighting that I can change or dim. Something that smells good. I like burning like Palo Santo in my spaces.
Yeah.
And then just like a feeling of comfort. I have to clear my head, stay away from screens and stuff, and really get myself like in a creative zone. So yeah, depending on what I'm working on, I will get myself pumped up by listening to like similar songs that I want to get inspiration from if I'm writing, or like some guitar players' riffs that I want to be inspired by if I want to get a certain energy for a riff I'm putting down. Yeah, it depends. I just try to listen to my body.
Yeah, that's great. Everyone usually says coffee and smokes, and I'm just like, really? Come on.
Well, I can't drink coffee because my body rejects it, unfortunately.
Okay.
And I don't smoke, so.
You know, I'm really glad that actually the new generation is kind of like really parting away from smoking. I do feel like by the time 2030 comes, smoking's just a myth, which is great.
Yeah, that would be amazing to see in our lifetime for sure.
Right, yeah. So let's talk. The brand Fox, how did this start? How does your alter ego relate to the human that is you, Erica, which that's your name. So, ta-da.
Cat's out of the bag. this is actually a good story, and it relates to the band Kink as well, and how we disbanded in 2017. And after I was kind of feeling like creatively lost, but I knew that I still wanted to pursue music. And, you know, I've always felt the most at home when I'm on stage performing. Mm-hmm. So I knew I had to do that with my life. And I was searching for a new name to try and reinvent myself, something that really would resonate with me. And I was coming up like blank after blank after blank. And then one night I was watching Harry Potter, the second one, and we had subtitles on. I don't normally watch the subtitles, but we just had them on that night. And there was a scene of Dumbledore and his phoenix.
Yeah.
And his phoenix name is Fox. And I didn't realize that Fox was spelled F-A-W-K-E-S after Guy Fawkes, who was like super rebellious, you know, blew a bunch of shit up. And so those two symbols really resonated with me because the symbol of the phoenix is like, well, the phoenix symbolizes rebirth, you know, and strength and rising from the ashes, which is what I was looking to do with myself after disbanding from Kink. And then on the other hand, I had like Guy Fawkes, this rebellious figure that could be represented. And really like that resonates with me a lot because I was always like the most rebellious kid. I was doing anything I could to shock people. I was just a shit disturber.
As I feel like we all were at one point in our lives.
So the name just made sense to me. It clicked. And then my producer actually is the one that suggested I change the W to a double V just to make it a little more unique.
Definitely.
And
that's cool.
Thus Fox was born.
And even when you see the double V together, it's just like, you know it's Fox. That's the best part. That's very smart. So I'm guessing that all kind of relates to the song, your debut, Black Dove. You know, let's talk about that. Let's go into the confines of that song. And, you know, what does that song mean? That's a coming out song. You know what I mean? Like a personal fierce coming out song, I feel.
You know, it's funny because I never really intended for all of these things to be related. It just kind of came out that way.
Wicked.
So Black Dove is the first song that I ever wrote with my producer, Tom Mackay. He is an amazing human being, now a great friend of mine. He scouted me at an open mic in the city for like a month without telling me and then approached me and was like, hey, I see you. I'd like to work with you. I like your stuff. I like your style. Like, I think we could work together. And at the time, I didn't really think much of it. But then a couple months later, I called him up and I was like, hey, you know, is that offer still standing? And he was like, yeah, come on over. So I did. And we just vibed and we really bonded over feeling like the black sheep in both of our respective lives growing up. And so we kind of wanted to write something that would be a tribute to that. We just wrote the instrumental on the first day. And then when he bounced it to me, he titled the file Black Dove instead of Black Sheep. And he was like, that just like sounds less generic to me. You know, Black Dove just like stood out, and Dove is a symbol of freedom, and I like that. So I did a bunch of research myself and stumbled upon a couple of ancient myths about these high priestesses in Egypt who were imprisoned because they had too much knowledge. And they didn't want people, they didn't want them spreading that knowledge to the people. And in order to escape, they turned into black doves and they flew to each end of the land to spread their higher knowledge and learning. And that just like struck me right away. I was like, this is it. I'm going with this. Like, it just works with the concept of like, you know, you reach a turning point in your life and you're like, I can't take this anymore. I'm not going to stand for this anymore. I'm taking my power into my own hands and I'm going to rise above, because taking the higher road is always the best thing you can do.
Absolutely. Wow, what an answer. I'm not even going to talk, because we just got to let that answer linger. That's amazing. Okay. What do you hope the alter ego of Fox will represent for the growing creative youth of Canada?
Really, I just hope that people are inspired by Fox to not give up on their dreams. And I hope that Fox proves to people that anything is possible. And even if it's not been done yet, you know, you can pave the way. You can do it. Put in the work. There will be people around you to love and support you. And at the end of the day, like, you have everything in yourself that you need. I hope people can just find inspiration from that and my songs, and see me like living my truth, and I want to inspire them to live their truth.
Okay, so let's talk about the advocate and field work that you do for our community, because if you follow Fox on Instagram, you will see a lot of it. I see that you volunteer a lot, and you are a great advocate for many causes and charities out here in Toronto. You're forever posting women's rights, equality posts, LGBTQ+, mental illness, and Indigenous rights on your socials. And that's very proactive and endearing. As a citizen of Toronto that has been affected by many decisions that are not fairly implemented, I'd like to thank you personally, because we need people like you out there keeping the community informed. So do you mind diving into some of the causes that you follow and what it has taught you about yourself?
Man, thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Just want to say, it feels good to be acknowledged for those things, because those things are all super important to me. As a member of the LGBT community myself, I just see on a daily basis how we're treated, whether it's my friends, whether it's me just walking down the street, you know, and it makes me want to stick up for those people. I think that, like, as artists, we have a platform, and that kind of gives us a responsibility to speak up for the people who can't speak up for themselves as much. And in the world that we currently live in, we have a big fight to fight. You know, we have a lot of big enemies, and it's just more important than ever to band together. And like, at the end of the day, education and awareness is one of the number one things for me. That's how I got to be where I am. That's how I got to my higher level of learning. And I find great pleasure in educating other people on those types of subjects too. And I actually have had this guy message me being like, hey, thank you so much for posting like pro-trans posts, because, you know, you're the only person I follow that posts that stuff. And like, really? To me, I just reposted it in like 10 seconds. I barely even thought about it. I was just like, yes, this is right. I believe in this. Boom, repost. Yeah. But like, to this kid, it like made his day. And he's like, you're one of the only people I follow that believes in this. And like, we don't realize that sometimes when we're surrounded by other people who have the same beliefs as us, we're just like, okay, you know, we're all in this together. Yeah. Gung ho. Yeah. Our rights. But like, you know, the person next to you might not have that type of access to people who feel the same way. They might be surrounded by like the most conservative people ever, and they don't know what's out there. Anyway, this ties back into the social responsibility that I always feel to kind of advocate for those people and get that awareness out there. And I really want to continue to do that with my career. That's actually like 50% of my goal, I would say, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And that's what music is. This is, it's not just you creating music. It's you putting your effort forth, and this is how you do it. And it's endearing and it's amazing. So keep it up, man. Absolutely.
Amen.
So are there any new projects in the making for Fox? Any upcoming releases, any, you know, slips you want to give us?
So many upcoming releases. I can't wait to release them. I have my next single all mixed, mastered, and ready. It's going to be coming out probably in March. I still have to shoot a music video for it. And I'm getting the cover art sorted right now, so I can give you this juicy piece of information that this new single is going to be called Medusa.
Medusa.
I'm super excited. It's kind of like a, it's not a ballad, but it's a bit slower. It's like very powerful.
Okay.
Kind of Bowie-esque.
Awesome. I love Bowie.
And it's got a mega guitar solo in the middle. So, you know.
Wicked. I cannot wait to hear that. Oh my goodness. Okay. So, that's basically all the questions that I do have. I do kind of end the show off now with like two games. One's called the plug out game. And we just kind of, you know, plug your stuff out, which you did.
So I'm also dropping a cover version of Wish You Were Gay by Billie Eilish, which I super love. I made it a little rockier and I just got it 2 days ago. It's completely finished. So you'll be seeing that very soon.
Wicked. That's a great song too. So it's good that you're putting a new vibe and spin to it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then our last
game.
Yes. Okay. Right. So let's start the playlist game. Fox, let's get our first song going.
Okay, so this is Lounge Act by Nirvana.
Cool.
Told you it was going to be a Nirvana song.
Right. It's awesome.
Nirvana is one of my favorite bands, top influences, and I'm honestly a sucker for anything with a good groovy bass line, and this is a prime example of that. Love this song. Very underrated Nirvana song, in my opinion.
Yeah, and Chris Novoselic, very underrated bassist, let me tell you. Oh, my gosh, she's amazing.
Hell yeah.
Holy. All right, let's get number two going.
All right.
This one sounds really good too. Actually, it's pretty good. So what's this one?
So that was a song called Call On Me by Litany, which is a group from the UK that I recently discovered this year. They're a little more poppy. As you can tell, I'm a sucker for groovy bass lines. I just love them. They're so dope. They got great vocals, great melodies, and it's one of my favorite songs to walk down the street to. It just makes me feel good.
Oh, those are the best songs. Those are so clutch songs. I love those. Let's get into number three.
All right, number three.
These crazy bass lines.
That was WTF Do I Know by Miley Cyrus. Starting with a nice groovy bass line. She actually just put out this album, Plastic Hearts, and it's like a very rock album.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love it. It's just so good. The chords and the chorus of this song actually kind of remind me of Billy Talent, and she's just like giving her all. I feel like Miley's kind of taken on her, not her final form, but she's really come into herself. And it's one of my favorite things to watch an artist like fully realize themselves.
Yeah, and I know there was so much controversy surrounding Miley, but like, man, that is what an artist does. That's what Madonna did. That's what Lady Gaga did. Like, true,
full-born
artist. That's what you do. Miley Cyrus is going to leave her damn imprint, let me tell you.
Hell yeah, she really came through.
Okay, so great, Erica, thank you. Guess that's all the time I have for today. It was so great to talk to you and have such an inspiring, hardworking individual come and take time to inspire Canadian creatives with me. I will have all of Fox's links under her episode description at our website at www.herartisticpodcast.com. So, Fox, do you remember how we close off this show?
Hell yeah. Thanks for listening, Toronto. I'm Fox, and I'm Heartistic.
Awesome. Spill your hearts out, Toronto, and stay Heartistic.